This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bob Dane, Communications Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The group has undertaken an important study on the lobbying efforts of major corporations when it comes to immigration reform legislation. And as a new administration comes into the White House, they also have their top 10 immigration reform priorities. And we'll find out just how much in sync the group is and with its expectations of what we'll get from the Obama administration. And Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you again, Greg.
Let's start with the business end of things. A lot of people think that's the easiest way to begin a serious crackdown on illegal immigration, just by making sure that there are no jobs available for those who don't play by the rules. But your organization has undertaken a comprehensive study about the corporations that have been lobbying for changes in the immigration law and what their motivations might be for that. What have been your most significant findings?
Well, it's the first and the only really comprehensive analysis of the lobbying influence on the immigration policy process. And the reason we did it was to answer the question, which we hear all the time, and that is, why is the immigration system so broken and why can't things get fixed? Why can't we get the fence built? Why can't we have more work site enforcement, more verification? Basically, why can't we have some more controls built into the system and immigration policy that represents the interest of the average American workers? And the answer, and I think this report shows it very well, is that you and I are outnumbered and outfinanced by corporate America. Now, we knew that, but the report shows the scope of the problem, which is huge. Virtually every industry in America is lobbying directly or through their K Street lobbyists and agents for more amnesty, more foreign guest workers, and reduced enforcement.
Bob, what are we seeing in terms of what they want the immigration laws to reflect, and what companies can you tell us are heavily involved in this lobbying effort?
Yeah, and there's some real doozies on the list. Mostly what they want is cheap labor, and that, in their estimation, comes from two sources. Amnesty for 13 million illegal aliens, which would create an instantaneous, cheap, and legal labor pool. But I got to tell you, just because they're legalized doesn't mean they wouldn't continue to depress wages, because most of these folks are heavily government dependent and very lowly skilled. And second, these companies are lobbying heavily for expanded foreign guest workers under the various visa programs, particularly in the high-tech industry and in agriculture. I mean, most of us expect all of the usual suspects, I think, to be pushing for open borders and cheap labor. The ethnocentric organizations like La Raza, they want membership and power. Political parties wanting more constituencies, instant votes in certain industries. But the report shows a lobbying roster that covers the entire spectrum of the American enterprise, and a lot of these companies are sort of all-American brand names, like Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, Walmart, Chrysler, Home Depot, Verizon. The list goes on and on. In particular, most disturbing, and it's helping us connect some of the dots with the economic meltdown right now, is over the last several years, we have seen, and these names to you and your listeners will sound vaguely familiar: Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, Lehman Brothers, Goldman Sachs. These are companies that have been lobbying for amnesty, including Bank of America. Why? Because they're marketing credit cards and loans to illegal aliens. I mean, in California alone, where Bank of America is very heavily concentrated, one in 13 people living in California is an illegal alien. And that's a lot of folks. It's 2.5 million people. It's a lucrative market for these credit card companies. So it's a huge category of financial firms that clearly have been influencing the immigration policy just to make a buck, lending to illegal aliens with everything from credit cards to no income, no asset loans.
And by making those loans and extending those credit cards without the ability to be repaid, I would imagine that's contributing to some extent to the economic crisis that we're seeing right now, and perhaps has led to the downfall and the serious reorganization of some of those companies.
Well, it has, and I might add Bank of America has just recently announced they're laying off 30,000 to 35,000 employees over the next couple of years. And that's another aspect of the report, which really shows contradictory behavior. A lot of these companies that have been lobbying for open borders, more amnesty, less enforcement, they're simultaneously lobbying for more foreign labor while they are pink-slipping existing workers, and it's contradictory behavior, and it's appalling corporate responsibility. Yeah, workers get laid off during economic downturns. Unfortunately, Greg, it's the hard reality of how free markets work. But with so many Americans now unemployed, why does the push for more foreign labor go on if not to demonstrate that these companies are preferring a wholesale displacement of American workers and preferring instead to hire cheap foreign labor?
So what's the answer here, Bob? Obviously, these companies have a vested financial interest in doing this to some extent. What's the right legislation to make sure that hirings are done for the right reasons?
Well, clearly, more sticks and less carrots. I think the most important piece of legislation in our agenda, and certainly hopefully for the president, will be to support E-Verify reauthorization, which is up in March, and that's the basic tool for businesses to help them establish who's eligible to work in the workplace and who is not. And when you reduce the jobs magnet for illegal aliens, there's no reason to come and there's no reason to stay.
What do you see as, real quickly, the fundamental philosophy of the incoming Obama administration on immigration reform? Do you think it's likely that they'll support something like E-Verify reauthorization, stronger border security, or do you expect them to go in a different direction?
I think the economic meltdown recently has recalibrated the Obama administration's their political realities. Anything this administration does on immigration policy is ultimately going to have to be evaluated for its effect on Americans out of work.
Bob, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you, as always, to be with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Absolutely. Bob Dane is Communications Director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. This is Dateline Washington.